This is KUT. Today, a federal appeals court will hear a challenge to a Trump administration policy blocking abortions for immigrant teens in federal custody. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports civil rights lawyers say the policy is unconstitutional and it's been hurting vulnerable young women.
This policy went into effect somewhat secretly in March of last year. It applies to minors who come into the country unaccompanied and without documentation and are then turned over to federal officials. Bridget Amiri with the American Civil Liberties Union is challenging the policy. She says it affected a lot of young women who don't have a lot of support and probably don't know that they have the right to an abortion in the U.S. And Amiri says in these cases in particular, the federal government should make sure women have access to reproductive health care.
The rate of sexual assault coming across the border is incredibly high. Estimates are that 60 to 80% of women and girls who make the journey to the United States are sexually assaulted coming across the border. So it's incredibly important that our government protect their rights and ensure that they have access to proper medical care.
The lawsuit was filed after a young woman in a shelter in Texas alerted attorneys that she was being denied access to an abortion. This year, a federal court temporarily blocked the policy from being in effect. The federal government appealed the ruling and will be defending the policy in court. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.